USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New in the headlines this hour, President Trump on Twitter praising those in Texas who took down the shooter in the church. He tweets, "Our prayers are with the families of the victims in the congregation of Sunday's church attack. It was over in 6 seconds, thanks to the brave parishioners who acted to protect 242 fellow worshipers. Lives were saved by these heroes, and Texas laws allowing them to carry arms." Explanation point. More now from USA Radio's John Clemens in Texas.
Tragically, two people died when the gunman opened fire inside the West Freeway Church of Christ.
A couple of members of the church returned fire, striking the suspect who died at the scene.
The Texas State Legislature passed a law in September that allows individuals to carry weapons in the houses of worship unless the church outlaws it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
There is continued outrage in New York over the 13th anti-Semitic attack in the past 3 weeks, the stabbing of 5 people at the hands of an anti-Semite who bursts into a rabbi's house with a machete in Muncie, New York.
Following the horrific machete attack in New York that injured 5 people celebrating Hanukkah, former New York State Assemblyman Dov Hyken says that the attack was a symptom of a much larger concern that's going on in New York regarding anti-Semitism. Hyken was also not happy with some of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's comments.
He's more interested in the politics than he is in terms of dealing with the hate. No American, no New Yorker should be afraid to walk the streets. No parent should be afraid to let their kids out in the street. This is America.
Hyken speaking there on Fox News. Grafton Thomas is facing federal hate crime charges for allegedly committing the attack. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An outpouring of support on social media for Georgia Congressman Democrat John Lewis, who reveals he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. The 79-year-old says he will start treatment in the next few weeks. The discovery during a routine medical checkup. In a statement, Lewis writing, "I have been in some kind of fight for freedom, equality, basic human rights for nearly my entire life. I have never faced a fight quite like the one I have now." Former President Obama on Twitter saying, "Praying for you, my friend." As we close out the year 2019, we turn to the stock market, which if you've checked your 401k has been on an absolute roll. But profit takers moving in at the end of the year, the Dow losing 183 points to close at 28,462, the Nasdaq off 60, the S&P 500 down almost 19 points. And as the clock ticks down to 2020, many people busy making New Year's resolutions. I spoke with a bunch of folks at Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta, Georgia.
Better spending habits.
Are the credit cards smoking?
Oh, I paid them off. Going forward, be cautious of your spending.
Give me one resolution for 2020.
Well, of course, like everybody says, lose weight.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Exercise more.
Eat more veggies.
No.
You don't want to push it.
No.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.